Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. Jury selection starting in Bucks County for the murder trial of Sean Kratz, more than 7 weeks before his trial set to begin. The 21-year-old is accused of killing three men on a farm in Solbury in July of 2017. Jury selection started early out of defense concern that because of media attention, they'd be unable to find a fair and impartial jury. Five jurors were chosen by the end of the first day. KYW's Jim Melwert reports Judge Jeffrey Finley explained the charges against Kratz and explained the process to him.
Then asked about offers from a plea from prosecutors. Kratz, though, said he was aware of those offers and did reject them. He's charged with murdering Tom Mayo, Dean Finicaro, and Mark Sturgis on a farm in Solbury, then putting their bodies in a pig roaster and trying to light them on fire. His cousin Cosmo DiNardo is already serving a life sentence after pleading guilty to those murders and also the murder of Jimmy Patrick.
If convicted, Kratz could face the death penalty. Kratz previously agreed to a plea of 59 to 118 years in prison, but backed out at the last minute. The trial is set to start November 6th and is expected to last 2 weeks. A West Philadelphia woman is working to help scores of human trafficking victims in her section of the city. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg says her drop-in center is celebrating a year of operation.
I want to be the voice for the voiceless, and that's literally what we are.
A trained therapist, Love founded Redeemed for a Cause 2 years ago to help human trafficking victims working out of a West Philadelphia hotel. She says the women were trading their bodies for basics like food, shelter, or drugs for their addictions.
They're doing what they have to do to survive.
Love opened a center last year at 51st and Spruce where women can come take a nap, clean up, and get help. They also provide STD testing, food, and toiletries. Love says she's helped more than 200 women so far. A local congressman's working to overhaul the country's student loan forgiveness program. The current public service loan forgiveness program is for teachers, social workers, people in the military, and other public servants. But if Congressman Brendan Boyle gets his way, it would expand to the clergy.
They can't qualify for the program, even though the very definition of what they're doing is public service.
Reverend Dr. Wayne Weathers says he believes the legislation would help dwindling seminary numbers.
This would encourage many who have a calling into ministry to pursue a theological education that would benefit the church, that would benefit themselves, and that would benefit the community.
Boyle said the current student loan forgiveness program, which is for public servants who have held their position for 10 years, would extend to clergy of all religions.
I fully support the separation of church and state. But let's be clear, what I'm proposing here does not in any way violate that separation.
Boyle believes this legislation would get enough bipartisan support to pass. Well, Saturday Night Live fired one of its newest members, and a local establishment is saying, I told you so. Over the weekend, videos of comedian Sean Gillis surfaced, where he makes what were described as sexist, homophobic, and racist comments, including a racial slur against Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang. Good Good Comedy Theater in Philadelphia's Chinatown put out a statement on Twitter saying it was disgusted by Gillis while working with him years ago and chose not to work with him since. The police have charged a South Jersey man with neglect and abuse after a child was left in a minivan at a Patco station on a very hot day and died. 60-year-old Shelton Chambry is the legal guardian of the 22-month-old girl who was found in the van at Lindenwald Station August 16th. Police say he put her in the van car seat around 6:30 that morning and forgot she was there. The 911 call didn't come for another 9 hours. Officers tried to save her when they got there but couldn't. Chambry will be appearing in court in the future. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.